Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of WFSO At The Map. This is only going to be 30 minutes of the show. So, just going to talk about a little bit of the news and just other stuff that's going on. Like, for example, I read from, I think it was from another group, another wrestling group. I guess, you know, like, some of the women were saying, well, they had interviewed Alexa Bliss first, but they was talking about the bra and panties match that she commands the women that done it. She commands them to that, but she says she wouldn't do it herself. And there were some people that was talking about that. Then Gail Kim had said something about it's been one of the most traumatic things that she ever did. And I just kind of thought of it for a second. I was like, I don't remember her doing a match like that. I remember that some women that did it, I understand them saying that, but I don't think Gail Kim ever did a bra and panty match. None to my knowledge. Yeah, I probably will look into that.
But,
yeah, and there was a guy that was commenting on that, was just saying that, like some, there were some people that agreed with Alexa Bliss, like they shouldn't do it anymore, of course, because they got more athletic wrestlers and more women wrestlers that can actually wrestle, which they forgot about some women wrestlers in the past. But, ooh, excuse me. Hey, girl. But, I understand why the matches is out there, and it doesn't bother me one bit if they, you know, either have it again or not. But
so if you, her actual thing that she said was, I respect the women who had to do the bra and panty match because I could never do it. Kudos, I couldn't do it. You've got to respect that because they did that for us for what we do now. She wrote on her Twitter account, never looked at it that way. I just have to say out loud that this, along with some of the other gimmicks similar in nature, were some of the most traumatic moments in my life that I actually lived with. We felt like we never had a choice. So she's saying that she didn't do the bra and panties match, but there were other gimmicks that she did that she felt she was never given a choice, and it left her a bit rough around the edges, so to speak, for it.
Yeah, I guess I can understand that. But there were some other like comments from other people in that group. Like one was saying that they probably stopped doing it because they got like second generation stars and stuff, or third generation stars in that. And part of me was just thinking like, as I just saw like a few minutes ago, just looking at a picture of Charlotte in lingerie, it's just like, they probably just decided because they wanted to go PG. Well, they want to clean up. I don't think they just stopped doing it just to stop doing it. Because but I'm about to say that it's like, even if they, you know, went back to having them, and some of the women say no, it's like, half of y'all be on Twitter and Instagram posing in bikinis. Exactly. So either is some of them, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them being ashamed of it, but they can pose in like their bikinis and whatever.
And as Mike said, they can also be posing naked.
Right.
Having a bra panties match on what television show for 30 men, but that is too much. Because most bra panties last you, what, last probably like 15, 20 minutes?
If that.
Probably even five.
It happened every once in a while. This sounds like it was a weak thing. But yet, here's some of the women saying they would never do it. Yet, you post not only in lingerie on the internet, but then baby suits. I probably saw baby suits at any damn way.
Mm-hmm.
And then nude at the same time. So it's cool that your nude pictures are all over the world for everybody to see. But is this acceptable for you to wrestle for 15 minutes in a broadcast match? That's probably going to be not only the only time you do it, and if it's not, it's probably going to be once down the line until you do it again.
But that's just, to me, a classic taste of money talking. Because the bra and panties match they probably didn't get paid any more for. Yeah,
right.
Oh, they knew they're getting, what, 50,000, 60,000, and then some. Mindy.
Probably. Who knows how much they're getting paid. But I'm just saying, when WWE and Playboy was, you know, working together or whatever, you had, like, some women, like, you know, line up for it or whatever. And I know there's some women that's out there that didn't care about doing it because it's whatever, it's selling their own brand or whatnot.
Especially when you look at some of their, let's go and actually look at some of their costumes and stuff they wear.
Yeah.
And then, some of those were just basically swimsuits and bikini types, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those things, it's like, just look that if they do it, they do it, and we know we ain't gonna see it for a long time because of how the direction that they want to go with the women or with the brand in general.
I will say this, that I think that if a female wrestler doesn't feel comfortable doing a gimmick or wrestling in a certain match, then it should be down for them to be able to say, look, I'm not comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
More power to you. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, don't do it. If you feel comfortable doing it and you want it, go for it. But to me, it should be down to, you know, everybody else to decide what is right for you.
Right. I do agree with that. But, probably the only wrestling that probably would do it would probably be Impact or AEW, but I haven't seen them do anything like that as of yet. But I know TNA Impact has done some from time to time, but just not as much as they used to. But we're going to move on from that and just get into a little bit of more news. It seems like WWE will make an announcement regarding NXT UK brand. So the wrestlers were informed of a mandatory conference call, but the subject matter of the call is unknown because there have been a lot of wrestlers that have been called off on the accusations on what they did to this person, what they did to that person. Because there have been like a few firings of that already. So, and also with the COVID-19 situation going on too. So,
well, and even the restrictions when it comes to wrestling were a lot stricter.
Over.
Yeah, for example, you know, old Bitter, McDonald's and stuff was still open, their drive-thrus were open and everything.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's was only just opened back up and it was closed for 13 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So there's been the restrictions were stricter than over here. mainly because it turns out something happens with a bunch of wine in the last.
Yeah, you got that right.
So the other reason is so they haven't been allowing anybody to do any of the little shows like they're doing over here.
Now, see, if you had something like that around here, like, we probably won't be having that much of a spike as we do now.
It's gonna get worse again.
But, I don't know if this is true, but this is going to be, like, off the subject, but I've been sent something by my cousin. It's something to do with masks. It's like, let me see if I can. Father's side. Let's see. Got it. It says the danger of face masks. Masks is supposed to be used for a limited time. If you wear it for a long time, one, oxygen of blood reduced. Two, oxygen in the brain reduced. You start to feel weak. And four, may lead to death. I don't know how true that is, so I can't say anything about it. It's not true. I'm just wondering.
Well, I'll say this. It's true if you use the wrong material to make them. That's why people are told to use cotton. And why I use cotton. You don't see me using beads. You don't see me using flannel, vinyl, polyester. It's all cotton.
This is beautiful. What is that,
though? The other thing is you have to wash it regularly. You have to air it out. You have to change them. You can't just continually wear it and think it's going to work. That's when the problems happen.
Yeah, that's just something I just had to clear up just to see where, if somebody would know, like you just said, that there's a difference between what they use and how they use it. We got a few minutes left on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not gonna talk about much about wrestling this week because the only thing interesting that happened was like NXT. Like this past Friday, WWE did a contribute to Undertaker, which was pretty good, but it's like they only had like four matches this past Friday, and it's like not worth talking about. Raw tonight was okay. Let's see, I'm trying to think of wrestlers of the week. I'll give it to Jordan Grace, I'm sorry if I said her name wrong, and Jeff Hardy are wrestlers, male and female of the week. Also, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. And also look for our group on Facebook. Follow us on, like and subscribe on Facebook, which we will have like more videos and stuff for now. And also check out our new Twitch page. That although we only gonna have like, you see, like two videos up right now, this will be the second one. But when we go off air, we're gonna talk about something different with like the video that we're watching right now. We're gonna talk about that too on our show, but probably like the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about that on here on Twitch. We're probably going to talk about a little bit more wrestling too, but we're just going to talk about that as well. So as you just heard, Hazel will have shows Wednesday, although she will be in a different location. And we'll be back next Monday. Will be a, I think this one will be like a full hour. Like, don't quote me on that, but either way, it's going to be on next Monday. Either it's a half hour, an hour, or what. We will see. I know AEW got Firefest for the next 2 weeks. They're going to show on TNT. And let's see. The Great American Bash is on NXT Wednesday.
What?
Yeah, they're doing Great American Bash on NXT this Wednesday.
What?
Yeah.
Here's a company that goes up the seas and performs in the UK more than any other company, and you're going to give NXT the Great American Bash.
Yep. There's going to be a sticker on your car. They already had matches announced. They already had matches announced for it, too.
Across the finish line. Oh, Lord. Eventually. I can't even see NXT's going to
match. Well, they have a Fatal 4 women's match for the number one contender for the women's title. Dexter Lumis and Roger Strong going against each other in the strap match. It was like some more matches, but they didn't mention. But I know the main one is in 2 weeks with Well, who knows? I guess we'll find out when we watch it. So, again, we're going to be off the air on Blog Talk Radio. Let me just get out of here with that. So, till then, get the girls Wednesday. So, PM Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Good night, everybody.